We've endorsed about 70 different candidates and given a lot of shout outs to others who were maybe underfunded and heretofore unknown, and just gave them a little boost, though it's always been a double-edged sword because they've also then gathered some a lot more scrutiny, if you will, after we've hooked up with them in their campaigns. But no, the common sense constitutional conservative candidates, a lot of underdogs that I wanted to give a little boost to, their message was heard, and we've seen some success then.
What's next for the Tea Party? I mean, we've seen a lot of the candidates who have gotten the backing of the Tea Party winning tonight, a couple who have not, but a lot of them did. How does the party go from being this sort of loose grassroots organization to really becoming a major force in the on the American political landscape?
That is a great question about what the Tea Party movement does next. And the beauty of it is kind of a loose-knit organization. It doesn't have one particular leader. It's not a party that is full of a bunch of sheeple just waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. A lot of independents, a lot of even libertarian-leaning type individuals who are part of this movement are saying now, well, good, we've been effective in this race, and we see that the manifestation of that effect tonight, and now we start working on 2012, because that's really where the shift in America and our economy can take place, is replacing Obama.